One of the big features in this week's parasha is the reaction of Paro to the Makkos. After the Makkos of Dam, the Pasuk says, he strengthened his heart and he didn't listen to them. His Chatumim had been able to do like Moshe and Aaron did, and therefore he wasn't affected by the Makkos. But the very next Pasuk continues and says, he never listened, his heart never turned to this. Now what's being added over here? The Pasuk beforehand had just said he had strengthened his heart and he wasn't affected by the plague. Says the Netziv that this Pasuk is telling us, he didn't turn his heart to his people who were going through pain. His entire people had gone through the pain of blood, of thirst, of blood everywhere in their houses, and he didn't do anything to try and ease their pain. Now, the Netziv points out that Dam was the only Makkah where this message is pointed out that Paro did nothing to care for the suffering of his people. Was it only in this plague that he didn't do anything? Was maybe all in the other plagues he did? Why does the Torah tell us it was in this plague he did nothing to ease the pain and suffering of his people? Says in the Netziv that the Medrash tells us that Paro was not affected by the Makkah of Dam. This was the only one that he was not harmed by, which means that because he hadn't experienced it, he was immune to the pain of people around him. Because he didn't experience the pain himself, he was apathetic to the pain of his people, and therefore he did nothing for them. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, last week we read about how even though he grew up in the house of power in luxury, Vayetze Elochiv, he went out to his people. Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe grew up, and Rashi tells us that Nosan Enov, that he focused his eyes. V'liboy Meitzalem. He was totally focused on them. He put away everything else and focused his eyes and saw and experienced the pain and suffering. He did whatever he could, even though he himself wasn't experiencing that. But that's a sign of greatness. A sign of greatness is even though I haven't experienced that pain myself, I can look into the eyes of someone else, to feel the pain, to think of what they're going through, and do whatever I can to try and ease their suffering. In the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, one of the specific mitzvahs there is to be Nosa Ba'ol Chaveiro, which literally means to shoulder the burden of someone else, to understand, to feel, to be there for someone else. The Pnei Menachem, before he became Rebbe, he said that from time to time, he would dream and meet tzaddikim in his dreams of those who had already left the world. One night, the Pnei Menachem said he met his uncle, Reb Menachem Mendel of Pabianz, who was the younger son of the Sfas Emes, who was murdered in the Holocaust. And the Pnei Menachem said, Feta, my dear uncle, there are so many who are suffering and pain. What can I do? And from the next world, the tzaddik of Pabianz answered, Yidden are bound to each other's hearts and soul. But one, there was a time when Klal Yisrael understood that when a Yid suffers, his pain is not his own. It belongs to the entire neighborhood, the whole community, to all of us. And a Yochid will not suffer alone. Sharing the burden, being there for another, this is our greatest chus. Today we live in a world, but even though we're so connected, that we have phones and we have ways of connecting more than ever before, we're so disconnected. We're so far from one another. We're so far from looking at each other in the eyes and looking and seeing what they're going through. To ask a deeper question rather than just a message on a phone, how are you? Noisin Einov, to look into someone's eyes, to be Noisa Ba'el Chaveroi. That's what we need. Sharing this burden, to be Noisa Ba'el Chaveroi, this is our greatest chus.